SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. GOP presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis suspending his campaign just 2 days before the New Hampshire primary. Here's George Williams.
The announcement comes after the Florida governor's remarks Friday night in South Carolina, where he expressed his complete intention to win the nation's highest elected office.
I'm running on your issues and your family's issues, and this kind, that's my agenda.
But with his new decision, DeSantis says he's endorsing former President Donald Trump, saying in his own assessment the GOP voters were clearly indicating their support for the Trump candidacy. In his statement, DeSantis says his move is in line with his commitment to support the GOP candidate, no matter who it would be. George Williams reporting.
North Korea says Russian President Vladimir Putin expressing willingness to visit Pyongyang soon. North Korea has been actively strengthening its ties with the Kremlin as Kim Jong-un tries to break out of a diplomatic isolation and strengthen his footing. Also, at SRNNews.com, pro-life leaders vowing to never give up in the fight against abortion.
At the 51st Annual March for Life in Washington, Republican Congressman Chris Smith of New Jersey acknowledged some obstacles at the state level following the overturning of Roe v. Wade.
Yeah, we'll have a setback here and there. Every human rights struggle does, but we are undeterred. We will not give up.
And March for Life President Jeannie Mancini told the thousands in attendance,
"We will march until abortion is unthinkable."
Greg Clugston reporting.
We are learning more about the latest major cybersecurity issue. Microsoft has been hit, blaming Russian hackers for breaking into its corporate email system and accessing a number of accounts of members of the company's leadership team, but they will not say how many or exactly who. This is SRN News. Open Doors U.S. releasing its annual World Watch List. Here's Michael Harrington.
It's a ranking of the nations where religious persecution is the worst, and coming in at number one, as it has for years, is North Korea. The brutal communist dictatorship officially outlaws Christianity altogether. Number two on the World Watch List is Somalia, followed by Libya, Eritrea, and Yemen. Rounding out the top ten on the annual rundown, Nigeria, Pakistan, Sudan, Iran, in Afghanistan. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A divide among Missouri abortion advocates over whether to include restrictions regarding the viability of an unborn child in a planned ballot measure rolling the movement. One side wants completely unlimited abortion, while the other side worries that a no-limit strategy will sink their chances of passing any abortion amendment at all. This is SRN News. Immigration courts buckling under an unprecedented 3 million pending cases.
The number of migrants trying to fight their deportation in front of U.S. judges has grown by 50% in less than a year. Judges, attorneys, and migrant advocates worry that's rendering an already strained system unworkable, as it often takes several years to grant asylum seekers a new, stable life and to deport those with no right to remain in the country. John Scott reporting.
Three people shot and killed early today in the Houston suburb of Katy. Authorities say the violence broke out when a bunch of young people had gathered for a party. So far, no arrests have been made. Slowly but surely, parts of the U.S. beginning to warm up a little. But make no mistake, most of the Midwest, South, and East still cold. Officials say the bitter cold has claimed the lives of at least 61 people. More details at SRNNews.com.